time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Just fine, thank you. Did you have a good Christmas?
Very good.
Family, friends, food?
Yeah.
The three important things in life?
Three Fs.
Apparently.
Yep.
Some of us, more food than family or friends. Time to exercise, if I can remember exactly what that is. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. Did you have a good Christmas, Kendall?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Tell us about W&S Appliance.
Got a used Maytag drying center in like a new condition. Have two front load washers with matching dryers, all in very good condition. Got a one used automatic washer, several used gas and electric clothes dryers. Used portable washer with 115-volt matching dryer. Be great for apartment use. Three used refrigerators with bottom freezers. Two used refrigerators with top freezers, both in very good condition. Four used side-by-side refrigerators, two of them near new. And a 25-cubic-foot upright freezer in like-new condition. Lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, LG, and Estate, and Speed Queen. Top loads, front load models with matching gas or electric dryers. Stack units for those of you with limited space. Do have some closeout on some French door bottom freezer models at a great saving. Got Speed Queen washers again, which are made in the USA. They carry a 3-year parts and labor in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer transmission, or washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. Dishwasher convertible, portable, and built-in by Whirlpool, Maytag, Kitchen, LG, and Estate. Some specials on some closeout models, and of course, we deliver, we install, and yes, we take care of the service after the sale. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, I want to talk a little bit this morning about blood donations. When was the last time you gave blood? Have you ever donated blood at all? It is a constant need, of course. That need never ends, no matter what time of the year or what season it might be. And there are a lot of different reasons that people will give at different times because of not giving blood, not participating. And that's, of course, personally your choice. But it's interesting some of the reasons that folks will give. Some legitimate, some, well, maybe not so much. It's their choice. But, you know, one of the reasons that you hear a lot is, I don't like needles. Are you okay with needles? Do you care? Doesn't bother me at all. Does it bother you, Chris?
I used to when I was a lot younger, but not anymore. No.
So last week it bothered you. This week, not so much.
No. It's been a while.
Doesn't really bother you too much. You know, some people really just have a fear of needles, I guess, and just don't care for that stuff at all. Sometimes I wonder if it's the actual needles or the anticipation that it's going to hurt, it's going to hurt. It doesn't bother me a bit. In fact, I just sit there and watch them do it. That seems to settle me. I don't, you know, as long as I'm watching them do it. Some people just can't bear to look. Mm-hmm. You know, some people just want to pinch their other arm or something, hurt me over there so it doesn't hurt so bad over here. You know, I mean, there are all kinds of different ways that people get over that. And actually, the Red Cross on their website lists some different ways of getting over the fear of needles. They hear that so often that they've put down a short list of how to get over the fear of that type of an issue. Because, you know, a lot of first-time donors, they say when they come in with a fear of needles, they find out that the donation process is easy and relatively painless. So, I mean, yeah, there's going to be a stick. They do put a needle into you, and it's not a real tiny one. They're going to draw blood. So, you know, some ways to avoid that they list are like to keep your eye on the prize, focus on the lives that you're saving by donating blood. Just giving a single pint of blood, you could be helping save as many as 3 lives. So it's just a little bit of a pinch. It's over in seconds, but, you know, it just doesn't take very long there. But the difference you make can last a lifetime. So, you know, just kind of keep an eye on what you're doing and what to expect. You know, just make yourself familiar with the blood donation process. It'll help you feel prepared for each step along the way. And, of course, they're always willing to answer questions. They say to just indulge in distraction. You don't have to look at the donation procedure. You can bring, you know, people will bring, like, their iPods or little music, MP3 players with them or what have you. You see plenty of people sitting there reading a book. It doesn't take very long to give blood, but, you know, sitting there for maybe 15 or 20, 25 minutes, just bring a book along with you, too. Some folks take their mind off the process just by visiting with the staff. You know, in some cases, you see the same people working at those blood drives over and over and over again. So you kind of get to know some of these folks, so just kind of visit with them. Some folks will I don't want to say take a nap, but they might just close their eyes, lay back, and relax for a little bit of time, too. Sometimes sharing your fear when you arrive for that blood donation. Tell the person that greets you that you're not a big fan of needles, and they'll help you out as best they can. And, you know, some folks will use the buddy system when they donate as well. They'll bring friends and family members, what have you, with them. They'll not just come alone. They'll come in packs to try to help out as well. There are lots of things you can do there, too. There are some tips also for successful donations. There are some things you can do to make sure that the donations are successful as well. You know, the last thing you want to do is go in to donate blood and get turned away for a few different reasons. But, you know, some things you can do before you donate blood to make sure that you're helping them out is to maintain a healthy iron level in your diet, eating iron-rich foods, spinach, red meat, fish, poultry, beans, iron-fortified cereals, raisins, things like that are all good in iron content, and those are usually the reasons that people get turned away as low iron. Get a good night's sleep. That also helps. And drink an extra 16 ounces of water and fluids before you go in for that donation. Eat a healthy meal before that donation. Just avoid the fatty foods. You kind of know what those are. Tests for infections done on all donated blood can be affected by fats that appear in your blood for several hours after you eat fatty foods. If you're a platelet donor, remember your system has to be free of aspirin for 2 days prior to a donation. And also remember to bring your donor card, a driver's license, or some other forms of ID with you as well. When you get there during the donation, too, some things you can do to make that process a little easier would be things like wearing clothing with sleeves that can be raised above the elbow. Just make that a little bit easier for them to get to that spot in your arm. Let the person who's working with you know if you have a preferred arm to take that donation from, and show the staff any good veins that have been used successfully in the past to draw that blood. Just relax, listen to music, talk to other donors, read during that donation process. Take the time to enjoy a snack and a drink in the refreshments area, of course, after you donate. There's a little bit of downtime afterward to make sure, so they always sit you down and give you a little snack and something to drink as well. And after your donation, too, you want to drink plenty of fluids over the next 24 to 48 hours to replenish any fluids that you lost during that donation. You want to avoid strenuous physical activity or any heavy lifting for about 5 hours after the donation. If you feel lightheaded, you need to lie down, preferably with your feet elevated until that feeling passes. And, you know, in rare cases, if bleeding would occur after they remove the bandage, you want to apply pressure to that site, raise your arm for 3 to 5 minutes. If the bleeding or bruising occurs under the skin, just put a cold pack on that area. If for any reason something doesn't feel right, they always hand you a little piece of paper when you leave that has a whole list of instructions and things that you, in case something should come up, and that includes a telephone number to call the Red Cross as well. But bottom line is you should walk away with a good feeling, knowing that you've probably saved a number of lives with that donation that you have provided. A lot of different things to consider when it comes to donating blood. There are a lot of blood drives actually scheduled here in this area in the next couple of weeks. So you should have ample opportunity if you choose to do that, too. And maybe that's a good thing to think about when you're thinking about those New Year's resolutions. If you're one that puts together New Year's resolutions, and maybe one of those things you want to do is have a good feeling over your New Year's resolution. Well, one way to do that would be to help others. And this is one way to help others out. If you're looking for some good deeds, it's always a good deed to perform. You know, you kind of get into the habit. And I know for in personal experience, for a long, long time, I never gave blood. I always thought I had some different excuses and stuff. And actually, the first time I gave blood was really the reason I gave blood is because I was kind of shamed into it. And so I thought, okay, well, then I'll sit down and I'll do it too. And did. No big deal. Doesn't take very long. Doesn't bother you a bit. So no problem. We'll help folks out. So started doing that and then went on a regular basis. After you go a few times, all of a sudden you kind of feel this sense of responsibility. And I've, you know, the last couple of blood drives that they've done, I haven't been able to make because of scheduling problems. And I have that guilty feeling like I'm letting somebody down by not showing up. So it kind of becomes a part of what you're doing. But you have a number of opportunities here in the coming days and weeks to donate blood. In fact, you can see a number of those on our daily diary page at KJAN.com. We'll tell you about them during our daily diary program as well. But today, as a matter of fact, there are a couple of different blood drives here in the region at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning from noon to 6, and also down in Sydney at the Methodist Church from noon to 5:30 today. Also, there's a blood Red Cross blood drive in Audubon this Thursday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's at St. Patrick's Parish Center. Also this Thursday, Missouri Valley at the Rand Community Senior Center from noon until 6 p.m. There's a Red Cross blood drive. That's just coming up yet this week. Also, there's one at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church that'll be coming up on Tuesday, January the 10th, and that'll be from 11:30 to 5:30 p.m. Barb Peterson is the one in charge of appointments there, 764-7982, if you'd like to call Barb and schedule your appointment. Also on Wednesday, January the 11th, the Red Cross blood drive will be held out at the Molly location on Highway 83 northwest of Atlantic here from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can schedule an appointment by calling Sarah Nelson at 243-5060. And then the next day, Thursday, January 12th, another blood drive here in Atlantic, this one at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center. That's from noon to 6 p.m. Matthew T. Schaefer is the person they list to schedule appointments, 402-677-5781. And then also at the Griswold High School on Friday, January 13th, there'll be yet another American Red Cross blood drive. That'll be from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And you can call Janae Shomers at 712-210-4271 to schedule appointments there. So plenty of opportunity for you here in the immediate area to consider giving blood. And as I say, great way to start the year off with a real good feeling, knowing you're helping out others. Now, not everyone can give. Granted, there are certain restrictions and things too. But it doesn't hurt to show up and ask and sign up. If it doesn't work out for you, it doesn't work out. Some people are turned away when they show up and go through the quick testing and stuff for different reasons. But that shouldn't stop you from doing that. As I say, not everybody can give, but everybody can certainly consider it. So we hope you do. It's an important thing, and a lot of folks get some use of it. And you never know. You might be in that position where you need blood sometime in your life, whether it be a surgery or an accident or something like that. And boy, won't you be thankful for the person on the other end who took the time to donate that blood so your life could be saved. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about WNS Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of gas and electric ranges, freestanding on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special orders, such as drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, cooktops, ovens, and range hoods. Freezers chest and upright, got most sizes in stock from 5 to and including 25 cubic foot, and most of them in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Holland gas grills in stock, no flare-ups. Lots of refrigerators by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, LG, Maytag, Estate, and Frigidaire. Very good selections of models, colors, and prices. No big discounts, just the best price we can offer, and stay around to take care of this service after the sale. Stop and see us at WNS, and peanuts are out, and try to do it today. Jim?
You guys actually understand the products you're selling.
Yeah.
I've been to stores that don't. I think we've all had those experiences at one time or another. Sure, dude. What do you need to know? Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.